Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
晚上继续看传道书。
Tonight we'll continue to study the book of Ecclesiastes.
昨天我们简单介绍传道书它的内容。
Yesterday we have briefly introduced the content of the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们知道，我们一翻开传道书会觉得它很消极。
When we open the book of Ecclesiastes, we think it's very pessimistic. Because it talks about vanity. But it's actually telling about the conclusion of the book of Ecclesiastes. King Solomon was one person with full of wisdom. He became a king when he was young. And he asked God for wisdom. And God was pleased with his prayer. Therefore, not only God has given him wisdom,
一般是向前推，这个向后推。早知道，让我昨天好辛苦，你们也听得很辛苦。讲到哪里？所罗门求智慧，他得到神的喜悦。Therefore,
King Solomon was pleasing in the eyes of God.
连他没有求的尊荣富贵都赐给他。
Therefore, God has given him glory and status.
他享受从来没有人享受过的荣华富贵。
And he has enjoyed the luxury that no one has ever enjoyed.
可是我们从圣经里面也看到，当他爬到最高点的时候，在信仰上却堕落。
But we can see that when he reached the highest point in the world, his faith became weak.
那从传道书我们可以看到，他到晚年的时候，他。
But we can see from the book of Ecclesiastes that he repented when he was old.
然后将他的一个经历、他的观察、他的体验讲述出来。
And he shared his experience with all of us.
那愿意以一个传道者的身份来劝勉大家。
And as a preacher, he was willing to exhortate the others.
希望大家不要再重蹈覆辙。
So that we will not make the same mistakes.
不要再像他那样子，表面上看起来很有智慧。
So that we will not be like him, just having only wisdom.
那即使呢，他以前认为对的，后来觉得都是虚空。
And what he used to treat as precious now is nothing.
当他的父亲大卫以前有意识为神盖圣殿的时候。
When his father, King David, was willing to build the temple of God,
那神不允许大卫来盖圣殿。
But God did not permit David to do so.
为什么？
Why is that so?
有没有想过？
Do you know?
大卫王是个合乎神心意的人啊。
King David was pleasing in the eyes of God.
那结果他想为神盖圣殿。
And he was willing to build the temple for God.
所以当时的先知拿单，一听大卫王这样讲。
So at that time, the prophet Nathan, when he heard David say so,
他这样想，这个很好啊。
He thought it was a good idea.
所以他也跟大卫王讲说，可以，你可以这样去做。
Therefore, he told King David he could build the temple.
并且呢，拿单还祝福大卫说，愿神跟你同在。
Prophet Nathan also blessed King David.
结果呢，耶和华真神那天晚上就启示拿单。
But God at that night showed vision to Prophet Nathan.
不愿意大卫来盖圣殿。
That he was not willing to let David build the temple.
然后要应许大卫家永远有人做王。
But he promised David that there will be kings out of his household.
并且交代说，这个他将来生。 有个儿子叫当王，那他要来为神盖圣殿。
And that he would have a son who would become king and build the temple for God.
那就是指的所罗门王。
And that refers to King Solomon.
其中也有提到基督的应许。
It also mentioned about the promise of Christ.
因为永远当王的只有基督啊。
Because the forever king is Christ only.
那大卫在领受神这个应许之后。
So after David received this promise from God.
他顺服神。
He was submissive to God.
那他就开始。 准备建圣殿的材料,
and he began to prepare the materials for building the temple.
那当初神不愿意为要大卫盖圣殿,
the reason that God did not want King David to build the temple
因为大卫王时代还很多征战,
was because there were still many wars in the times of King David.
那当时候他们国家之间在打仗,
and there were wars among the nations.
都会夸耀说我们的神是什么神。
And they will often give glory to their own gods.
所以耶和华真神不希望说世人对他的认识是好像一个战神一样。
But God did not want people to think that he was the God of the warriors.
那其他国家的人一看到大卫盖圣殿会想说，你看，他们的神帮助以色列人，耶和华真神就是喜欢打仗，喜欢流人的血。
Because if King David built a temple at that time, then the enemies will think of God as a God that prefers wars among the nations.
所以不愿意大卫王盖圣殿。
That's why he did not want King David to build a temple.
那应许大卫说到你儿子的时候就可以。
But he promised David that his son will build the temple.
那个时候以色列人是在一个和平的时代。
At that time, the Israelites lived in peace.
所以这个也可以让我们知道，神从旧约里面，其实在旧约里面就已经透露出了那个福音，要为人带来和平，带来喜乐的一个信息。
From this, we can see that from the Old Testament, God has already bring the promise of good gospel.
那这个原因在历代志上22章有记载。
And this is recorded in 1 Chronicles.
历代志上22章。
Chapter 22.
22章的第7节
Verse 7
到第8节
To 8
这个有时间我们看一下
If you had time, you can read through
那我们再回到当初神在应许大卫的那一段话里面
Now we return to the promise made by God to King David
我们看撒母耳记下第7章
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7
撒母耳记下第7章
2 Samuel chapter 7
第7章就是记载 大卫王想要为耶和华真神盖圣殿。
Here records that King David wanted to build a temple for God.
那神不答应。
But God did not promise him to do so.
就派拿单先知跟他讲。
And he sent Prophet Nathan to tell him so.
并且一个应许给他。
And he also promised him.
其中又提到所罗门王。
That King Solomon.
我们看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
13节，他必为我的名。 建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远14节。我要做他的父，他要做我的子民。他我做了子，他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他。15节。但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开你，离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。这边提到所罗门王会得到神的一个疼爱。
Here it tells us that God will take care of King Solomon.
可是呢，有提到说，所罗门王会有失败的时候。
But it also records the failure of King Solomon.
可是呢，神会管教他。
But God will chastise him.
可是呢，神的慈爱不会离开他。
But God's grace will not leave him.
不像扫罗就被神弃绝了。
Not like King Saul, who was abandoned by God.
那我们看到，因为扫罗王他不悔改了。
Because King Saul was not willing to repent.
所以后来是灭亡。
That's why he perished in the end.
那这边从这里我们就可以看到， 那所罗门王一定是有悔改。
Therefore, we can see that King Solomon repented.
我们昨天有读到的经节， 他后来宠爱许多妃嫔。
Last night, we read about him having a lot of concubines.
然后又去拜偶像。
That's why he worshipped the idols.
后来神也是兴起各种祸患攻击他。
And that is why there were many disasters upon him, sent upon him.
神用人的杖管教他。
Because God chastised him.
这在《列王记上》11章从第9节之后。
This is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 9 onwards.
那圣经是《列王记上》是后来就没有提到，所罗门王到底做了什么悔改。
Although it did not record how King Solomon repented.
可是我们根据撒母耳记下第七章这边神已经预言的事情。
But according to the prophecy written in the book of Samuel.
所以一般现在在研读圣经的人都同意传道书就是他悔改以后他讲述出来的。
So those who study the Bible have agreed on this point.
他回想他一生这样子经历很多事情。
When King Solomon was reviewing his own life.
他在神那边求到智慧。
He obtained wisdom from God.
那他也认为说他能够去看透很多事情。
And he thought that he was full of wisdom.
那他做的事情以往想做什么就可以做什么。
And that he can do whatever he wanted.
可是后来他觉得都不能使他的心灵得到真正的满足。
But he realized that all this could not satisfy his soul.
所以我们今天就开始看他在去回顾去思考他去追求一些的事情。
So today we'll look at how King Solomon pondered over his life.
我们看回来传道书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12.
就是我们讲义里面那个大主题二，尝试超越虚空的人生。
That is in our notes section 2, striving to transcend the vanity of life.
所罗门王他开始去思考什么样什么事情什么东西可以胜过让人觉得不空虚呢。
King Solomon was beginning to ponder what and how he could transcend the vanity of life.
这是他对他自己他自己的一个反省。
And that is how he examined himself.
而且他用传道者的一个立场来劝勉大家。
And as a preacher, he was trying to encourage others.
那十二节一章十二节就提到他在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
Chapter 1 verse 12 records that he was king over Israel.
所以这个是有人说是他晚年的时候，他可能就很早就把这个国位交给他的儿子罗伯安。
Therefore, many people say that he passed on the throne to his son Rehoboam.When he was young, when he wasn't very old.
那他这个时候没有直接管理国家。
Therefore, he was not in charge of the matters of the nation.
就我们华人的一个习惯而言，就称他为太上皇了皇帝的爸爸。
He was the father of the king.
像我们清朝的时候有一个乾隆皇帝，有没有听过
？Just like in the Qing dynasty, there was a king, 乾隆。
有没有听过乾隆皇帝乾隆皇帝我们可能有些人没听过顺便到听故事一样乾隆皇帝在位的时候，那个时候清朝我们的印象好像都被英国打败，被法国打败
We remember Qing dynasty as a defeated nation of France and England.
乾隆皇帝在的时候不是那清朝很强
But when this king was Qianlong, he was a very powerful king.
那个是英国人来到中国是要跪下来的。
So when people from England they came to China, they have to bow to this king.
那个乾隆皇帝那个是他当在位的时候，蒙古是中国管的。
When he was the king, the Mongolians were under the control of him.
甚至现在西伯利亚俄国苏联的一部分土地也是中国管的。
Also Siberia and part of Russian was under the control of this king.
然后他也是活得很久。
And he also lived a long life.
他还没有死的时候，他就把他的这个皇帝的位置交给他的儿子。
Before he was dead, he passed on the throne to his son.
我那时候就称他为太上皇。
And that's why he became the father of the king.
在当时的皇帝，有时候还要去问他，这个意见我要做这个事情你的意见怎么样
？So when the king wanted to do something, he has to report to his father.
我们说有那个权利，没有那个责任。
So he do not have to bear the responsibility, but he still has the power.
那所罗门王可能在晚年的时候也是这个样子。
So King Solomon was just like this when he was old.
我们读那《列王记》，看到有时候那个以色列人、以色列国的国王也曾经有这种情形。
When we read about the kings of the Israelites, there are similar happenings.
所以他这里说，哎，我在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
So he was king over Israel in Jerusalem.
那他后来体验，他现在比较有空闲啦。
And because he has a lot of free time now.
而且他开始悔改啦。
And he also start to repent.
神没有因为说他违背，哎，结果就让他受到审判，马上就死亡。
God did not punish him with death because of his sins.
而且可以让他活到一个年纪，还可以看到自己的儿子起来当王。
But rather he gave him a long life and to see his son become a king.
所以这个时候，他开始去回想，并且用悔改的心去探求这个人生的问题。
And this is time where King Solomon repented and pondered over the things of life.
所以十三节他就说，他专心在用智慧再去查考天下的所做的事情。
Verse 13 says he devoted himself to study and to explore.
到底人活着是为什么？
Why we have to live in this world?
他很聪明啊，他现在用一个智慧的角度去思考。
So he was looking at life from a perspective of wisdom.
我们有时候会说，一个聪明人他做的事情应该会比较有意义吧。
Sometimes we say a person full of wisdom will do meaningful things.
因为他比别人想得多啊。
Because he think a lot.
可是所罗门王他一想，我这么聪明，我真的比大家快乐吗？
But King Solomon was wondering, he was full of wisdom, but was he happier than the others?
在这里他首先点出来了，他感觉到，人在世上真的是很劳苦了。
The first point he said was that people living in this world is full of burden.
神叫世人所经历的都是很重的劳苦。
And what God has allowed men to go through is nothing but burden.
我们昨天有提过了，人一出生就开始忙
Yesterday we have mentioned that men bear burden from young.
或许会问说，哪有？你看婴儿出生他会忙吗？
Maybe we say an infant does not have to bear any burden.
我们家里有小 baby 了，你觉得他很忙吗？
Do you think babies are busy?
不会啊，都是我大人在忙，他怎么会忙？
Of course not. We are the ones who are busy.
一个弟兄他生了一个儿子。
A brother had a son.
那我跟他恭喜啊，哎呀，真生了儿子啊，恭喜恭喜啊。
And I said to him, congratulations, you have a son.
就他摇摇头。
But he shake his head.
是啊，人家都说有子万事足，对不对？
People say that you should be satisfied if you have a son.
那华语叫有子万事足嘛。
You should be satisfied if you have son.
可是他发现说，虽然这样，可是我睡眠不足嘞。
But he realized that he did not have enough sleep.
有子万事足，睡眠不足。
He has everything, but he does not have any sleep.
为什么？
Why?
做过爸爸妈妈的都知道嘛。
If you have been a parent, then you will understand.
半夜还要起来泡牛奶，要换尿布。
Because you have to wake up midnight and change diapers for your baby.
所以觉得说有孩子他不会忙，是我在忙啊。
Therefore, if you have a baby, you are the one who's busy.
可是你仔细想一想，真的人一出生就是开始忙。
However, if you think carefully, even if you are a baby, you are still busy.
台湾有句话说，这婴孩啊，抱着这样摇啊摇，让他睡啊。
There's a Chinese saying,
baby 抱着让他哄他睡觉。
You will always put your babies into sleep by holding them.
他说，然后，小孩子好好睡啊。
And you will say, sleep well, little child.
可是呢，一天晚上就要长大怎么一寸。
And you have to grow 1 inch each night.
你注意看到那个小孩子是不是真的一夜长大一寸？
But do you think they grow 1 inch each night?
你没发觉到？
Do you measure them?
刚刚出生在医院抱回来的时候，一只手这样可以抱着。
When they were just born, they were so tiny.
等到一个礼拜之后，你一定要把两只手抱着。
But after a week, you have to hold them with two hands.
因为我自己有儿子的时候，我真的去注意他。以前听到阿嬷讲说，那个小孩子一夜就长大一寸，我就看看是不是这样子。
Because when I had my first son, I took notice whether he grew 1 inch each night.
因为刚刚出生，医院都会量他身高几公分嘛。
Because the hospital will always measure how tall was the baby.
那真的呢，人一出生就是怎么忙着长大。
So when the baby was born, he was striving to grow up.
忙着长大就忙着吃，忙着睡觉啊。
And then he was busy eating and sleeping.
所以小孩子为什么一开始啊，他也会哭啊，饿了嘛？你看，我们只要吃三餐，他吃好几餐呢。
And that's why he often cried during midnight because he's hungry.
因为要能够配合他那生长的速度。
And because you have to keep up with the speed that he grows.
然后再开始长大一点，会走路啦，会啊，不要说会走路，会爬的时候。
So when he was able to crawl around.
你看小孩子是不是很忙？
You can see that he's always so busy.
抓到东西就往嘴里塞。
And whatever he grabs, he puts into his mouth.
他忙着在探索这个世界。
Because he's busy exploring this world.
为什么会把东西往嘴巴塞
？And why he put everything into his mouth?
因为那个时候味觉发育最快的时候。
Because he's starting to develop in his taste.
那么慢慢在长大，会走路了，会跑了。
And when he was able to walk and run,
大概两三岁的时候
，about 2 or 3 years old,
忙着玩，玩这个玩具，玩那个玩具。
He will be so busy playing with his toys.
拿了一根汤匙也很好玩。
Even just a spoon, he could play it a long time.
所以这个时候你要管理这种小孩，要教养这种小孩，你就给他一个东西，让他有兴趣去做。
And the way to teach your children by this age is to let him explore his interests.
我就记得我那个小孩啊，那时候很喜欢玩汤匙，就拿一根汤匙给他，乖乖的可以半天。
I remember my son, he liked a spoon very much, and he could play it for a long time.
这里敲敲，那里打打，那个汤匙很好玩。
And he just used the spoon to hit around and make sounds.
大概到四五岁的时候。
And when he was about 4 and 5 years old.
其实二三岁他就开始模仿大人了。
He started to imitate adults.
因为大概到三四岁的时候啊，有时候他我放假回去，他要来找我啊。
When he was 3 and 4 years old, when he came to look for me.
有时候我们还有事情要忙，就跟他讲，爸爸忙，你等一下。
And I told him I was busy and asked him to wait.
结果后来发现他竟然学起来了。
But I realized that he was imitating me.
有一天呢，我就看他坐在那里啊。敲汤匙啊，东西拿来拿去。
One night I saw him playing with his spoon.
那时候你在干什么
？I asked him, "What are you doing?"
我在忙啊。
He said, "I'm very busy."
竟然我们跟他讲了一句话，他学起来了。我说他现在在玩，他说我在忙。
And he has copied my phrase of being busy.
我看他们就觉得很有趣，真的。你看人从小就在忙啊，他在这样玩你在忙啊。
And I think it's very interesting because children start to get busy when they're young.
所以真的，你看人一从出生就开始忙。
So that's how human life is. You start to get busy when you're young.
所罗门王他现在年纪很大，他想，这些都是劳苦啊。
And King Solomon realized that human life is nothing but burden.
所以有人说，为什么你看婴儿一出生就哭
？That's why babies cry when they're born.
然后到了年老了啊。死了有时候自己也哭，别人也哭。
And when they die, before they die, they cry. When they die, people cry.
所以人生你看，是从哭开始到哭结束啊。
So you can see that human life starts with crying and ends with crying.
那活在世上这几十年，那到底为什么？我们有人常常说，命运是什么？控制在自己手中啊。
Often people say that our life is controlled by us.
那华人又常常喜欢讲说，人定胜天。
And people like to think that they can conquer heaven.
岂止能够胜得过吗
？But do you think you can really conquer heaven？
所以所罗门王他也体察到这一点。
And that's why King Solomon realized this.
他曾经很有权势。
He once was full of power.
很有财富啊。
Was full of wealth.
所以他当王，他想做什么就可以做什么。
So he could do whatever he wanted.
可是后来也发现，他以他一个人的力量。
But he realized that as a human being,
虽然曾经拥有这么多他可以动用的资源
，even though he has so much power and resources,
在神面前，人还是要谦卑下来。
But before God, man has to be humble.
所以十五节啊，他就说啊，十五节啊，弯曲的你不能使他变直啊。
That is why verse 15 say, "What is twisted cannot be straightened."
那缺少的你就没有办法把它 补足了。
What is lacking cannot be counted。
哎，这个意思是说人的力量还是有它的限制。
What it means is that man's power is limited。
啊，人不能哈、哦、不能一定都胜天呢、啊。
You cannot always conquer heaven。
啊，这个我们可以想想看有什么例子哈、哦。
So you can ponder this phrase yourself.
因为我现在想到就是是台湾的例子，可能我们这里哈不能够很体验得到。
Maybe you can come up with different real life examples.
哎，所以十六节他就心里自己在这样子议论。
So verse 16, he thought to himself.
啊、哦，我心里在议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过哈、哦、以前的人啊。
Look, I've grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone.
啊，而且呢。哦、我又心中又经历很多智慧和知识的事情。
And I've experienced much of wisdom and knowledge.
啊、哦，你看，我们提过，他跟神求智慧嘛。
We've mentioned that he asked wisdom from God.
哎，而且他真的在当王的过程当中，哇，经历很多哈、哦，哎，考验他智慧的事情。
And he has experienced a lot of things when he was a king.
哎，比如说啊，他刚当王不久。
Not long after he became a king.
碰到一个案子很难断定。
He had to resolve a difficult case.
我们看《列王纪上》。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王纪上第三章。
First Kings chapter
3. 第三章第四节之后是他求智慧的事情。
First 4, King Solomon asked for wisdom.
然后到了十六节哈，他马上哎就碰到一个难题啊。
And verse 16 records the difficult case he faced.
啊，那有两个妓女哈、啊、来求他审判。
There were two prostitutes who came to him.
啊，这两个人住在一起。
And they lived in the same house.
啊，他们差不多几乎同时间都生了孩子。
And both of them had a baby at the same time.
那其中有一个在半夜的时候不小心把自己的孩子压死了。
And one of them accidentally crushed dead his son.
啊，结果这个人，这个一生压死自己孩子的，就偷偷的哈、啊，把对方另外一个哈、啊、孩子还活着的哈、啊，把他换过来。
And she secretly exchanged his son with another woman's son.
啊，结果这个原来这个孩子活着的这个妈妈一醒过来，哎，你看来这个不是我的孩子啊。
And this other woman, when she woke up, she realized that the dead child was not his son.
哎，哦，这个妈妈都认了自己的孩子嘛。
Because she could recognize his own son.
哎，哦，可能我们外人来看的时候会分辨不出来。
Maybe others cannot tell it.
哎，可是自己的母亲，哎，这个天性，这个神创造的天性很奇妙，会认得出来。
But because he was the mother, and it was her nature that she knows her son.
啊，比如说我们这边看到加拿大人哈。哦，那么蓝眼睛高鼻子，你看那个 baby 啊，就像洋娃娃，都看起来都一样啊。
For example, we see all the babies of the Caucasian. They look like dolls. They look all the same.
啊，那加拿大人看我们华人生的小孩，他们也觉得都一样啊。哦，眼睛黑黑的，头发黑黑的。
But when the Caucasian look at Chinese babies, they think they all look the same.
哎，奇怪，我们自己就分得出来。
But however, we ourselves can differentiate.
啊，你看大自然界都这样。
It's the same in the nature.
哎，我很喜欢看那个动物的影片。
I like to watch the Discovery Channel.
哦，那你看那个海豹也好了，海狗也好了、哦、
And I look at the sea lions.
哦，你看他们生的小孩哦，看起来我们人类看起来都一样啊，都小海豹啊，都是一样啊、哦。
And we think the sea lions they all look the same.
哎，可是当他们的父母从海里回来，哇，他都认得出来哪个是他的孩子。
But when the children return from the sea, their parents could differentiate.
哎，父母亲回来了。
They can distinguish them.
啊，父母亲回来，从海里回来，一认得这个是我的孩子。
And the parents, when they return from the sea, they can recognize their child.
这个人创造一个天性哦。
And this is the nature that God has created.
哦，啊，结果这两个妇人就在那边争论啊。
So these two prostitutes were arguing.
哎，哇，结果后来没有办法判断。
And they could not come to a conclusion.
他们一定是有先经过地方的审判官去审判。
Maybe they have gone to the local judges.
啊，以色列人从摩西的时代就留下一个传统。
The custom that the Israelites had from Moses was.
我们知道摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
That when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
哦，摩西是很有责任的一个人。
Moses was a responsible person.
而且他是很有能力的人。
And he was also a man full of ability.
哦，所以以色列人本来大大小小的事情，哦，都是摩西亲自去审判去处理。
Therefore, he could resolve all the cases among the Israelites.
啊，结果有一天呢，他就在啊这个替百姓处理事情的时候。
But one day when he was resolving the cases.
啊，他的岳父叫叶特罗。
His father-in-law.
哎，就在旁边看啊，说，哦，你这样子不好啦。
Thought that it was not such a good idea.
哎，什么事情你都要亲自去解决。
Because he has to do everything on his own.
啊，你累死了。
It would be too tired.
啊，而且百姓呢，你看队伍排得那么长，就等你在解决事情。
And there was such a long line up just for you to resolve their cases.
浪费大家的时间了。
And you're wasting their time as well.
有的人好不容易排到你了啊，已经晚上了，他休息了，明天再来。
And maybe before they could solve their cases, you already you have to go home already.
啊，所以你也累呀，他们也累呀。
So you're tired and so.Are they?
啊，明天为了赶早点来，晚上不能好好休息。
And because you have to solve the cases again next morning, you cannot sleep well.
所以叶特罗就建议摩西。
And that's why father-in-law suggested to Moses.
你要分层负责。
You have to pass on the duties.
啊，然后拣选百姓当中那些有品德、有信仰的人。
You have to choose those who are with good faith and conduct.
啊，真的是有恩赐、有才能的人。
Those with gifts and ability.
啊，然后把他们组织起来。
So that you could organize them.
啊，那个百姓也开始组织起来。
So that they would have an organization.
啊，但是哪一个支派的人就是哪几个人负责。
And they would control different tribes.
啊，所以最重要不是说不能有组织啊。
So that's why it's important to have organization.
哎，在摩西的时代啊，你看圣经都记载啊。那么多人的事情要管理，一定要有好的组织啊。
In the time of Moses, there are so many things to be taken care of. Therefore, they should be organized.
哎，摩西真的是很能够是听人家建议的人。
Moses was able to take this suggestion.
哎，而且这个建议很好啊。
And he agreed with his father-in-law.
啊，能够使一些事情推动更有效率。
Because he could do things more efficiently.
啊，所以他就拣选的有很多人出来。
So he chose many people.
啊，然后开始组织百姓。
And organize them.
啊，然后建立一个分层负责的一个组织出来。
So that there was a system.
哎，啊，小事情啊，他们先自己解决。
The minor cases they have to resolve them themselves.
啊，不能解决的再往上报。
And what they cannot solve, they can report to Moses.
啊，最后真的不能解决的，一直在报，一直到摩西那边是最后。哎，最后才决定。
And so that Moses would make the final decisions.
啊，所以我们看这个法院这个制度是从西方基督教国家先有的。
So we can see how the system works in the court.
对，也是因为这个精神而建立的。
And they do things in this way.
啊，那在当时所罗门王他们哈，哎，也是这样子啊。
At that time, King Solomon did.Things in that way too.
哦，这两个妇人这个事情实在是很难去判定啊。
It's very difficult to judge between these two prostitutes.
哦，所以都要送到国王面前来。
And that's why they brought this matter before king.
哎，那所罗门就听说，你说你是这个是你的，你说那个是你的。
And King Solomon say both of you claim that this is your child.
哎，你看他真的就展现出他的聪明啊。
And this is where he showed his true wisdom.
啊，他说好了，那把那个活的孩子抓过来了。
So he said, okay, bring me the living child.
哦，既然你们都要争他，把他剖开啊，切一半。
Since both of you want this child, cut this child into half.
哎，一人一半啊。
So that you both can have half of it.
哦，这样最公平啊。
Then it will be fair.
哎，我们乍听一下就说，那种聪明，好笨哦。
So we might think that King Solomon was foolish.
你劈下去，这个、孩子不是死掉了吗
？If you cut the child in two, the child will be dead too.、
哎那个所罗门王就是利用那个母爱的天性。
But this is how King Solomon operated.
哦，所以那个真的是那个孩子的母亲，她心里就着急啊。
Because the true mother of this child would be anxious.
哦，我再这样争下去，我的孩子就死掉了。
If she continued to argue, her child would be dead.
哦，那宁愿让我的孩子活着。
Therefore, she would want her child to live.
哎，所以她说我主动放弃。
So she would rather give up the child.、
哦、给他好了。
And give it to another woman.
哎， 那所望远看就说啊，你这是他的母亲呢、啊。
So from this, King Solomon could tell who was the true mother.
哎，就判定孩子要归给他原来的母亲。
And she had, he gave the child back to his mother.
啊，我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
二十八节，以色列众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有神的智慧，能够断案啊。哎，他因为做了这个智慧的事情啊、哦，使那些百姓非常佩服。
And because of the justice that he has done, the Israelites worship him.
哎，我们这个王这么年轻，竟然这么聪明。
Even though the king was young, but he was full of wisdom.
哎，所以能够帮助他当时在这个地位上得到稳固。
And that's why he was safe in his throne.
好，我们再看第四章的二十九节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 29.
哦，四章二十九节哦。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
这边开始就提到所罗门他的聪明跟他的能力。
Here mentioned about the wisdom and insight of Solomon.
啊，神赐给所罗门极大的聪明、智慧，看广大的心如同海沙，不可测量。三十节。
Verse 30.
所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。三十一节。
31.
他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探并马格的儿子西曼雅各达大的智慧，他的名声传扬在四围的列国。三十二节。
32.
他作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。三十三节。
33.
他讲论草木，至黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到墙上长的牛七草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫、水鼠。天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他智慧话。这边简单几句的描写，所罗门王是多么的聪明又有能力。
Here briefly introduced the wisdom and understanding of King Solomon.
三十一节哈，那些人物是当时代一些很聪明的人呐、啊。
The names mentioned in verse 31 were all very wise people.
哎，在当时候哈。
At that time.
哎，那么所罗门的智慧，他这里就是说做一个比较，所罗门是当时最有智慧的人。
So this is a comparison that the author has made. King Solomon was the most wise person.
哎，在古代，比如古代了，在现代还是这样的哦。
Until today, still so.
哦，有的人哦会嫉妒那些在高位的人。
People might be jealous of those who are in high status.
啊，有时候就故意哈、哦、说啊，他做那么高，他的成就那么大，其实他没那么聪明嘛。
So they would criticize him that he was not really so wise.
嗯，曾经有一个笑话哈、哦。
There's a joke.
嗯，两个苏联人在讨论，在讲事情。
Two of the Russians were discussing.
啊，说我们最近有一个同伴被抓去了。
One of our companions was being arrested.
因为他们酒吧喝酒的时候。
Because when he was drinking in the bar.
啊，他忽然就说，啊，当时的那个苏联那个总统叫什么？戈巴契夫之前一个，反正他就是说，我们那个总理啊是笨蛋。
And they criticized the prime minister of Russia.
哎，啊，结果就被秘密警察抓走了。
And therefore he was arrested by the police.
啊，那个罪名是什么
？And what was this crime that he committed？
哎，他被秘密警察抓走的罪名了哦。
The crime that he committed。
泄露国家机密。
That is, he has revealed the secret of the nation。
嘿，听不懂哦。
Do you get it？
嗯，我们总理，苏联总理是笨蛋，你泄露国家机密把你抓起来。
Because he said the prime minister of Russian was stupid and he has revealed the secret of the country.
不是你辱骂国家元首，是你泄露国家机密。
It's not that he has criticized the prime minister, but rather he has revealed the secret of the nation.
其实这个时候转回来还是在骂那个苏联元首，你是个笨蛋。
And that's why it's the prime minister was truly a very stupid person.
嗯，啊，所以像类似这样子啊，像那个一个第五元素有没有？你们看过没有？嗯，那里面也有一幕嘛，哈，有一幕那个男主角的妈妈哈打电话要找那个男主角。
And there's a 是电视吗？
电影。
There's a movie.
啊，那个刚好那个他们那个时候总统哦接到这个电话。
And the prime minister received a phone call.
啊，跟他讲说我是总统啦。
He said, I'm the president.
哎，结果那个男主角妈妈说，什么？你是总统？那总统是个笨蛋，他不会这样子讲话的啦。
And the mother who picked up the phone said that you are not the president. The president would not talk in this way.
哎，因为总统是笨蛋。
Because the president is very stupid.
哎，有时候我们会对在位者哈，在上位者不满怎么样，故意说他是笨蛋哦。
So if we are not satisfied with what our leaders have done, we will criticize them as being stupid.
好，那圣经上这样记载哈，他这是在强调所罗门王在当时都被大家很佩服，大家对他都很佩服。
However, King Solomon was greatly respected by all men at that time.
哎，没有人会去故意说他那个所罗门王不聪明怎么样。
And no one would think that he was stupid.
啊，他从那个植物啦，讲到动物哦，各种知识，他就能够去讲出他的道理。
And his knowledge was so abundant because he knew all the plant and animal life.
啊，黎巴嫩的香柏树。
From the cedar of Lebanon.
哎，香柏树是他们当时候哦认为很好、很贵重的一种树木。
Cedar was the best plant at that time.
啊，那墙上的牛膝草
，also the hyssop。
哎，墙上的牛膝草是很普通、很卑贱的一种植物啦。
And the hyssop was the most common plant at that time。
所罗门王呢，不单是贵重的东西他知道，连那个很卑贱、人家会忽略的事情，他都晓得。
So he knew everything from things that are unique to things that are so common。
不止植物啊，动物、啊、他都很了解。
Not only plants, but also animals。
啊，所以呢，天下列王。都要来听他智慧的话。
So all the kings came to listen to his words of wisdom.
你想想，一个小小的以色列国，哎，大家都跑来要听你国王讲话。
Israel was a small kingdom, but everyone came here just to listen to him.
哎，就像今天美国总统一讲话，哦，大家赶快打开电视，哇，他转播啊，听看他今天讲什么事情。
Just like today, when the president of the United States speaks, everybody has to listen to him.
不是呢，不是世界最强的国家，那小小的以色列国，哎，他的国王，人家都要听他讲话。
But Israel was not the strongest country at that time, but people still listened to the king.
别的国家的王想要听他讲话。
Other kings from other nations listened to King Solomon.
像那个列王纪上第十章啊。
Just like First King chapter 10.
第十章记载一位示巴女王。
First King chapter 10 records Queen Sheba.
啊，来到耶路撒冷。
She came to Jerusalem.
啊，她听说所罗门王很有智慧。
Because she heard that King Solomon was full of wisdom.
哦，结果她就故意啊，用难解的话来拷问他，来考试哈。
So she came to test him with hard questions.
哎，结果所罗门王都一一答上了。
But King Solomon was able to give satisfactory replies.
哦，所以这圣经有特别记载，有一个女王特别要来要为难。那个所罗门王
，So King Sheba was here on purpose.
在他们犹太人的那个传说当中啊
，So from the legends of the Jewish people.
这示巴女王哦，用了很多难题啊，要所罗门王回答。
Queen Sheba used hard questions to test King Solomon.
那其中我记得我以前哈。在看书，我记得有一个很特别的，我记得很清楚。
And I've read this story that I remember very well.
这个是圣经上没有记载，是他们犹太人一个传说。
This is a legend from the Jewish people.
示巴女王跟所罗门讲，所罗门讲说，我要一种液体。
Queen Sheba told King Solomon that he wanted a kind of liquid.
不是水。
It's not water.
不是雨水。
It's not rain water，
也不是河水溪水
，or water from the stream or the sea，
哎，那也不是人家排泄出来的水哦
，or the dirty water，
那请问我要什么水
？So do you know what kind of water do I need？
当然也不是泪水啊
，It's not the tears that I shed，
那请问我要什么水
？So do you know what kind of water I need？
你想到了吗
？So can you give me an answer？
也不是你去收集露天那个露水哈、哦，收集的，不对，我不要那个水。
It's not the water from the dews。
也不是你去打果汁机哈、哦，果菜机哈，然后把它过滤出来那个剩下那个水，也不是。
All the water from the juice that you make。
如果你是被考的，你一定想他到底要做的是什么水啊。
So do you know the answer?
可是这种水在我们一般人看起来会觉得它很贵重。
So this is a kind of water that's very precious.
嗯，那是预备灵了。哦，什么水？啊？也不是口水。
It's not saliva either.
口水不会觉得贵重啊。
Saliva is not precious. 口水很贵重。
啊？不是香水。
It's not perfume either.
它是很普通哦。
It's something common.
就所有人一听，简单呐、啊。
So King Solomon thought it was so simple.
他去找100个大胖子来。
He found 100 people that are fat.
啊，然后叫他们去赛跑。
And asked them to run.
啊，跑完之后拿毛巾身上擦一擦。
So after they ran, they used the towel to dry their body.
哦，他说你要的水在这里。
So the water that he wanted is here. She wanted.
我们说汗水哦，哦，流汗，哎，这样子工作，哎，哎，我们觉得哎，这个很好啊。我们不会说哦，这个，当然有时候看流汗长整，可是我们在形容上都形容，哎，这个汗水哈、哦，好像我们就觉得它比较有价值啊，对不对
？So the water that she wanted was the water from sweating.
哦，中国就有句诗嘛，说农夫在辛苦工作滴下来那个汗水都很辛苦啊。
In Chinese poems, like to describe the sweating of the farmers as very precious.
嘿，哇，所以这个是犹太人的传说。
So this is a legend from the Jewish people.
嘿，十八女王在烤那个啊，所罗门王，他就哇简单了，一下子他就知道他要什么。
So King Solomon was able to reply the answer easily.
所以这个圣经上啊留下这些线索哈、啊，让我们了解所罗门王他还是个很有智慧的人。
So all these minor things recorded are to enable us to understand that he was full of wisdom.
哦、啊，所以后来他自己他就讲了哈、啊，我们看回来《传道书》第一章。
So let's return to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
一章十六节啊。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 16.
所以他这里说我是得到大智慧的人。
He said that he was a person full of wisdom.
啊，那我经历很多智慧跟知识。
And he has gone experienced a lot of wisdom and knowledge.
人家考我都考不倒的。
Because he was able to pass all the tests.
那十七节说，可是这些事情呢，他仔细去想一想了哈。
But verse 17 says that when he applied himself to the understanding of wisdom.
哦，人家曾经赞美我，我是很有智慧。
People used to praise him for his wisdom.
哦，甚至可能。有些人会觉得我有点狂妄。
And people might think that he was arrogant.
那跟我比较起来，有的人是比较愚昧。
And others might seem folly compared to him.
那到底谁哈、哦？谁的人生过得比较有意义呢
？So who lives a meaningful life?
不一定啊。
It's hard to say.
所以他觉得是吧，还是虚空啊。
So he thinks everything is vanity.
十八节，然后就说我这么有智慧。可是我觉得哈、哦，烦恼也是很多啊。
Verse 18 says, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow."
智慧增加哈、哦，忧伤就增加。
The more knowledge, the more grief.
我们看有些人哈、哦，他那个智慧不是很充足。
We can see that some people they are not very wise.
那一天到晚这样嘻嘻哈哈的。
And they're a jolly kind of person.
你看他们的日子好像很好过啊。
And they lead a happy life.
真的呢，不要知道那么多，反而比较好过一点。
That's because they do not know a lot of things.
这边又要讲到电影了。
So I'd like to mention another movie.
阿甘正传有没有看过？Ken.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump 哈、哦，他的那个智商刚好在标准以下。
Forrest Gump has IQ about 70.
结果整部电影就在描写他，他是那么快乐，为了一个事情很执着，最后他成功了。
The whole movie describes how happy his life was and how he succeeded in the end.
那电影里面有很多比他聪明的比他会去抓住机会的人，那到后来怎么样？
There are many people in the movie that are wiser than him, but they did not succeed.
所以我们说，我们不是说基督徒就不看电视不看电影。
So it's okay for Christian to watch movies and TV shows.
在我观念里面啊。
At least for myself.
啊，因为现在你要接受这种资讯实在很简单。
Because it's easy for you to obtain this kind of information.
啊，问题就是我们不要像啊，像台湾有一句俗话讲的。
But we should not be like what the saying goes.
演戏的哈是疯子。
Those who act, they are crazy people.
看戏的哈都是呆子。
And those who watch the actors, they are stupid people.
你被那个戏剧哦，被那个内容牵着鼻子啊，牵着你的感情这样子啊，哎，迷失了方向。
Because you are so involved in your emotions with the movies.
哎，你要会去想啊。
You have to think.
啊，有些戏剧是反映人生。
Some of the movies they reflect life.
哎，所以你也会去想，你就能够从它里面去体会到，哎，对，人生就是这样子。
So you can experience life through these movies.
啊，那有时候看到那个戏里面人在哭啊，遭受苦难啊。
So when you see people in the movie suffer.
哎，那你不要跟着他们哭啊，很伤心啊。
But you
哎，把自己融入那里面。
You should not be emotionally involved into it.
哎，我常常在想说，哎，这种人赶快传福音给他，叫他来信耶稣啊。
Sometimes I think it's easy to preach to those who shed tears easily.
哎。有人就说传道你这样又太理性了、哦、
But people might think that I'm too rational、
哦啊、看电影看到像你这样子要传呼给人家我看你也是有点大大
And they think that I have something wrong in my mind too
我说不是他啦我说你在现实生活遇到像这样子你就传呼音啦就是要传呼音啦
What I mean is when you meet with people in this world that suffer you should preach to them
那我们不要被那些戏剧、哦、影响到我们的一个情绪。
And we should not let these movies influence our emotion.
好，我们下节再谈哦。
So, we'll continue next session.